Kit slowed as she approached the cantina, formerly known as Chalmoon's Cantina. Although nobody bothered to call it that anymore, it had a decades-long reputation for being a place where shady goings-on took place. It also, according to Trugo, served the best sarlacc kicker in town. As usual, business was brisk, and she had to dodge quickly as a stumbling Gamorrean lurched out of the doorway. It glared at her with its tiny, piggy eyes and grunted. She knew the language, but had been called more insulting things in her day, so she simply stepped out of the way and let him trundle drunkenly off into the night. She waited for a pause in the flow of customers, then settled herself down near the entrance. Not so close that she would be inadvertently stepped on, but close enough so that she could see those who entered and left, and could hear very well thanks to the auditory enhancer. She sat on an old blanket and put out a ceramic bowl, letting her body droop in mock weariness and pain. Her left arm was bent so that her hand rested on her shoulder and tightly bound, the sleeve flopping free. In the dim light, even if a being looked closely, she would seem like a poor amputee begging for food or credits from the kinder-hearted. The auditory enhancer in her ear screened out extraneous noises, and she had learned from an early age how to focus on one voice above all others. Feet, hooves, talons, and wheels all moved swiftly past her, stirring up the dust from the street as they went. Kit stretched out her good hand imploringly, her pinched face with its two large blue eyes peering up at the passers-by.
"A few credits? A bite to eat? Please, whatever you can spare."
Kit did not expect to be noticed, for few people here had time for the destitute and unfortunate, and for the most part she was ignored. Now and then, though, a bite of food or a credit or two would fall into the little bowl she had set before her. Her eyes darted about, seemingly on the lookout for a kind face, but in actuality, searching for one being in particular. And there he was, a Bothan, swathed in dark, traveled-stained robes with a cowl that hid most of his face. She could determine his species only when he glanced up and she caught the briefest glimpse of his feline features. They were a species that was widely traveled and not above less than reputable dealings, so they were not uncommon on Tatooine. Nonetheless, he was the right species in the right place at the right time, and that was good enough for Kit to focus on him. She'd been listening to the chatter inside the cantina for a while now. The musicians, clatter of chairs, and clink of glasses had been tuned out, and she'd already gotten a good sense of who was present. There were a few Twi'lek females soliciting customers for acts best performed in private. The Toydarian gambler, Yol San, who cheated brilliantly and who lost just often enough that he didn't end up face down in the alley behind the cantina. A couple of Jawas who were utterly drunk by this point and performing their species' version of hysterical giggling, and several strangers of all species discussing the purchase of, or obtaining passage on, vessels. In other words, she had heard nothing out of the ordinary. The Bothan stepped through the doorway, ignoring Kit completely. Kit continued to enact the charade of a poor, orphaned cripple, but her full attention was focused on what was transpiring inside. The Bothan's voice was soft and pleasant. He spoke in his native language, one that Kit understood completely, all soft, husky purring, punctuated with the occasional growl. He approached Akmina, the night bartender, and asked for a starshine surprise. She greeted him pleasantly enough, mixed up the drink, and turned her attention to other customers. The Bothan moved away, making idle chit-chat as he settled on a table. One of the Twi'lek girls approached him, but before she could get well into the oft-rehearsed invitation, the Bothan cut her off.
"Not interested. Sorry, my dear. Not that you're not lovely."
Compliments, it seemed, did not equal credits in the Twi'lek's opinion, for she responded to it with a vulgar phrase. Kit smothered a grin. There was not a lot to be heard from the Bothan for some time. Kit began to grow worried. Maybe the information Trugo had on this being was inaccurate. If she came back without any information for him, he'd be very displeased. She shifted uneasily on her blanket.